Zegen de Shuas Avigor, Jacob Mitzel Petters, Zegen de Shuas Daniel Shane, was Yeshua Fall. Okay, we will say good morning. Okay, we're at the end of the packet of the verses Haguf. We just wanted to see maybe some of those truvas from Rav Moshe at the end. On page 25. Right. In other words, a woman sometimes gets chest pains before the nidus. So then the question is, so maybe you only have to wait till the chest pains. We'll see, in other words, in order to be parish, right? If that's always a signal that it's happening. So Moses Shuvah is about it. Isha, she doesn't have Eilo Vesis Yomim. You know, at least saying no versus kavua for yomim probably means. Well, kemat bechol pam shavua kodem riyasa, a week before the period, yesh lo ke'ev b'chazeh, she gets chest pains. B'tchila hu ke'ev rofef, first it's a small pain. V'chakach meschazek ha'ke'ev, and then it gets harder, stronger pain. And then v'chakach v'sof misrapeh, and then it gets a softer. And then, so soft, hard, soft, and then she sees. In other words, obviously she doesn't have the choshesh to be porish, and it's only after the second time that it weakens, because it never happened. So you're only on sobesofa. Whereas, she needs a Vesas Kavua, and then when she has a Vesas Kavua of this, then you don't have to keep the Vesas Yomim. But, you know, there was a Vesas Yomim of Chodesh, Beidinus, Haflaga, all those are Vesas Yomim. But, so those you keep when you don't have a Vesas Kavua. But if she has a Vesas Kavua of the Guf, then she can forget about everything and just keep this. In a sural, achu dafke b'far nikbul l'veses guv zeh, avol b'tchil tzorech l'chosh gam l'yomim, asher tikva rak l'veses zeh, d'haynu b'ein l'al mamash, shum zman el b'af l'ogas shenim sovas, o af v'ayu b'ez pomim zman shovim, l'veses guv zeh, d'akev b'chozeh, v'chakab b'zman shenu shovim nami, huvar shalo hayom garam l'veses guv. So she says the tchev is a week before. But if it doesn't happen all the time that she gets a period after the second repoy, or sometimes she sees earlier, at the earliest stage, when it's... You need to be hukpa for that scenario. Soft, hard, soft, and then she sees. Because if not, then it's not a Vesas Kavua. Then she has to do it, get her Vesas Sheina Kavua, and then that's whatever it was the last time. So what is he saying here? What's that last line? How do you read that last line? Hukba gimel pa'omim. Tetzdarach lochosh lefi pa'am ha'achron. Lefi ha'kviyas kidivesis yomim. What does that mean? Hukba gimel pa'omim, that's not just lefi pa'am ha'achron. It's lefi... Because before he said, She didn't have her hukva gimel pa'amim. So you can look at her. But in hukva gimel pa'amim, tetzach. In hukva gimel pa'amim, tetzach lochus levi pa'ama achar. Fia kfias. What does he write? It means. I don't know why, what it means by hukva gimel tzurach lochus lefi pa'am achor. You should just say hutzurach lefi hakvias. So I don't know how to read that last line unless someone has a suggestion. What he means in hukva gimel pa'am tzurach. Lochus lefi pa'am achor. I don't know, does anyone have a shot? Okay, I'm not sure what he means. What that line means. Then he has another tshuva. Noshim shadakim luros k'samim kolim vestan. Before they get their period, they stain. So masay ikra havesis. Also noshim shadakim luros k'samim lo hagasha kama yomim kolim vesta. Ikra havesis biyom shabo shefa. Adam Hagasha. Because the vestis is when there's the flow. In Rosa King Gimel Pa'amim, oh, in Derek Levis Adam Laval Gam came below Hagasha, Ike Vestis who, but in Rosa King Gimel Pa'amim, oh, in Derek Zivas Adam Laval Gam came below Hagasha, Ike Vestis who should take some. So he says, but if she doesn't have hargasha, even when she gets her period, so to speak, so then the vestis starts when she sees the ksamim. Because if it begins without hargasha, then there is hargasha. So obviously the hargasha is the ikir's vestis. But if she never has really hargasha, just as a riboy dam, so that he feels that you should start counting, you should start viewing the vesas from the beginning of the ksamim, because what's the difference between the ksamim and the riboy dam if neither of them have hargasha? So it makes a lot of sense, but not everyone holds like this. Some rabbanim hold that you always go with the flow, the ikar flow. So even if the ikar flow wouldn't have had hagasha, so Rav Moshe is saying, if there's stains, you know, and then there's a flow, and neither of them have hagasha, so then Glory Mil Salafreya, that the stains are part of the period. So then when you convey for next month, what's the vessels? It'll be from the stains. But if there were stains and then without hargasha, and then there was a flow with hargasha, so then you can differentiate and say that wasn't really part of the nidus. Makes sense, but still, many rabbanim just say that you always just go with the flow. And then he says, but say there was a hefsek between the ksamim and the flow. Or if she did a bedika between the ksamim and the flow. But matzah Torah invests the el mizam shabah adam ragasha. So then you see that's it was a hefsek, was it stopped? So there was stains, and then the day or two nothing. So then it would be from the, but in other words, even though to them for sure it stopped. So that's not the vessels. Okay. Okay, im Hayakingim from his most shadow, being the Mechors, being the Sorrowful Fresh Mimetic Shetriba, was some Pismaraki, Kirigayov, a few Shahin Pachas, make a gris, came some bomb as well as Vessus, and Wolf Summer with Ikoshami with Vessus Pisman. Okay. Okay. And then Rabbi Cheskel Roth is the big Paisik of Arpah, Rabbi Cheskel Roth, Cheskel Para. He says, all these vestos don't have to be vestos that are articulated in the Gemara Poskim. There's 100 million types of Hechi Timtzes that are, you know, are telling you that it's coming. Like she sees Bitchilik E Muglov. First she sees a discharge of like pus, so I don't know, something like that. Some type of discharge. And then she always sees that. So he says, Lori Isi Sarah Latikad Kikvianerosk called Menshino in Mikra Yeshiraba as Asher Nisgarb Kamvas Asher in Endu Nisgarb Kamukulam. There are 100 million cases. It doesn't have to be mentioned. The P-hook, this, that. Meaning, whatever normally happens to her, that's a... That's why it's always, important. A lot of times women want to know what's her vessels, this, that, so... And they get very hung up on the days thing, because that's the very clearly defined. But sometimes there's physical things that are better indicators of that it's coming. And if those physical things are happening as a prelude to the thing, so that could be like sort of like the vestas aguf of one to be parish. And that's why a lot of times like people like they got off the breath or they don't have a what to fall back from last month in terms of the yomim. But I always ask them, is there any indicator that you have that normally indicates that it's coming? We see people think, oh, that's not brought down. It doesn't have to be brought down. This is Iker. This is happening all the time that she sees something before. That's the Iker indicator. And it could be maybe that could supplant these other things, because if it's a Vestas Kavua, maybe that, So, but again, since it's not brought down, so people can relate to something that's, it's defined. I'll give you a mushroom. Will you give me a mushroom? Baruch Hashem, I collect Baruch Hashem from Matanos Lavyonim Mauschitim. And usually you get more money for Matanos Lavyonim than Mauschitim. Even though Mauschitim people need more money for that, because they need for Pesach, for the Matzahs, is more expensive than what they need for the Suda. But this was more clearly defined. You have to give this, you have to give, so things that are more clearly defined, people can latch on to better. You understand? It's an interesting mushroom that I'm giving. But you understand the idea. Things that are defined, so people could relate to it. If it's more fuzzy in their mind, even though if they really know halacha, it would be, but things that people are not as clearly defined in their minds, because even though that might be more, I'm not saying you should give for both. I'm not saying you shouldn't give for Taras Avyonim. Of course, you should give. The Rambam says, the Chayyodim says, it's a greater thing. But I'm saying, but when it comes to Moschitim, people, and that, we still Baruch Hashem get a lot, but Taras Avyonim is a more, clearly define the people's minds, so they give more. That's the mushroom I'm getting. Hi. Hey. And Vazna here. Vazna in the Shevet Alevi, page 29. Rosh Hashanah was first at Tesis. Shom Davi Vestis, Avgav Davi Oinus. Right, Ocho Shom, right, is the Vestis. Lo Domiluk Fitzah, Dachilus, and this is the Rashba's Vor. Dachilus Vorm Chamiyesh Ashpa Yeshira al Dam Hanidus. You put it in the system. Sheyovo Dam. Avi Kizrika. Like if you give a woman a shot, yeah, give them a vaccine, a shot, you know, and they only get their period when they get the shot. Vehi garemus levesis, and that causes the period. The pasha, the enukik fitzah, that's not called fitzah, because that gets in the system. Kvitzah doesn't get in the system. Kvitzah is more, you know, external. You know, you jumped. And, but this, whenever you eat something, it gets into your kishkis. When you jump, it's more external, so that's more like onus. But if you eat something that it causes, or you get a, you put something into your system, you get a shot, and that causes the nidus. So that's obviously a stronger vessus. You don't need a tzira for vyamim. Mukha davidor mashpia al adam, havidor v'rogel, havikvies. And then on page 30, it says, if tshuvas eilu shalochim havi vessus benoshim. Some women, they can't get their period, right? Naturally, they have to take pills and things like that. Lochos trufus ozrikos osadir vessus yesh lochos lohen kvar huchoch gimupom b'risayin shemashpios. So if this is what's causing them to get the period, so that's like a vessus. It works. Lochos kadur lomnias vessus. And say they take birth control pills to stop the period. Go kalos. Women before the wedding. So if it's working, so then you don't have to be choshish for the vestas. Because they're getting pills that are stopping the period. And it works. Cheshem mafsikas lakachas begia vestas acha. In other words, basically, and then the mafsikos, we call that the placebo, taking the placebo, and then she gets a period, the second day, the placebo, third day, so that's the vessus.
Does she know when she's taking placebo?
One second, Ella Dimarofim, Omer, Shabagia, Achagim, Yomim, Muteris, Beisom. But if it only comes after 3 days, so the first 2 days she's mutter. He says, "Can you have the tifer shulfachas meislois kodim as manger rof moment?" He said, "Maybe you should already be parish a little bit before, because you never know." What are you saying?
I was just wondering, does she realize when she's taking the placebo, or is it just like in the package of birth control pills?
Usually they know.
So how does that work to not get pregnant then? If it's not a real birth control pill.
No, the birth control goes face a certain amount of days, 28 days. And then she goes on the placebo for 5 days or whatever.
And during that time, she's not going to get pregnant?
Right, because there's enough in her.
There's enough in her system that works.
Yeah. Right, so it's enough in her system to prevent, but then it's going to. It's a sugar pill, it's a nothing. Theoretically, she could just take nothing, but we're afraid that we're going to
stop the kavias.
Right.
You know.
But Dr. Fertel told me once that it was made by the church. The church didn't want to, they have birth control, but then they didn't want to tamper with the natural order of things. So if you do like 28 or something, it looks natural. Oh. So if anyone, that was their work. Dr. Vertel. I told you, he was the first doctor that I ever had a close connection when I started in Yonanita. He was my person that I used to discuss things with, and unfortunately he is no longer with us. He was very close to Rabbi Meisel, because the Torah's Moshe Bechinas were given in his dining room or living room in Flatbush. That's what Rabbi Meisel gave the Bechinas to get into Torah's Moshe. I have to foretell.
Rabbi, if someone has one of those birth control things that they insert in their body and they want to keep it in until, you know, as long as possible, so that would be more than the regular amount of time, would that have any significance on anything?
No, I mean, it depends how well it's working or not working. Like an IUD you're talking about?
Yeah.
So it depends how, you know, every hormonal birth control, you know, it's like a shidduch. It's a shidduch between the birth control and the person's body. Sometimes the shidduch works out well, and sometimes these people get sick and they get hurt, you know, and it's, you have to stop it and do something else if they're still want to be a birth control. Because not all birth controls work so well. So sometimes a person takes birth control, I tell them that if you take this birth control, you have to be ready to assume that you're going to get pregnant. And if you can't, if there's no way that you could emotionally handle becoming pregnant now, then don't take this one, you have to do something else. I mean, nothing in life is foolproof, but there's less foolproof and there's very less foolproof. And then, because if they don't, then what happens next? They come up and ask, can I have an abortion? You understand? And that's much more difficult, childless things like that. You know, so a person has to be responsible in what in these situations of what to take, what not to take, what. And then he quotes the famous Shudra Advaz. The Shabbos and Medina can be Sudakas normally in Prisha. You take, the woman takes something to stop the period. So he says she took it three times and it helps, so that she doesn't have to be choshesh. So the same thing, Beit Vils, Mesmozevich, Shatrufos, Huchzuchu, Benashim, Ramos, Efshal, Lahakel. They take birth control pills and it's working. Shchiachin, Mekal, Shalafami, Shorchel. It's so interesting. You know what's so interesting with this, what Ravazna doesn't have a hasaga that people were taking it just to not to get pregnant. They were just talking about, in his mind, oh, the kallahs take it to push her off the period for the wedding. Like in his community, they're not taking it, you know, after the wedding because of, you know, not to get pregnant. You see, the way he says it every time, the kallahs. Okay, that's a separate issue. He says, "Echlin hal b'tilus kapu." Yerusha says again, "Al pimor hara." The Yerusha halel hachupa ba'onas havesas. Chesh abilus mitzvah nedcha ve'ezas siba. David tziruf lahatir shan od pratin v'chal ba'onas. Because the sovchel cheskas. Yeah, so the pills are good. The pills work. Usually they work. You know, when they don't stop working is because women sometimes, you know, they double, triple the packs. They don't want to take the placebo, because that means they're going to get their period. And so they take the pack, and then they skip the placebo, they go back to the next pack. Sometimes to the next pack. So there's a limit of how long the body can put up with this. After a while, it's going to, what we call breakthrough bleeding. You know, you know, you can't go on forever like that. So then you don't have the chazaka anymore that she's not seeing. But usually if it's 1 month, you know, regular, it should hold off. You know, it's effective. Then he writes here, V'yeshom v'shadiru k'ves shatira al yidei mikra shabaguf of kovas. This is true from Rav Ozna, page 32. V'yeshom v'shadiru k'ves shatira al yidei mikra. He says, Mistapakna in gamle inyi bedika doma l'ves shabagufa. We said the Taz. Asur Ashatidog, Yeshlom Davkin Bepiok, Yotzer, the Hemu Simon move Hokim, let them hurry of a vessel and out. The Bob Mahfos Miwak, Harekh and Dama Vessels, Mashaki and Achilles, the Varb Harifim, was a Yeshlom of the Kangam Kangara, Hoki Wakas Shufa, Manasha Yavu Hadam. Shufa Shavativa Mashfil, Biestam, a vessel Shatova, Vestokvar, Wilu Achilles, the Varb Kamina, in King Yeshlom Kam, the Edukavua. That is how a shift is though. If he's the Isha Shem Kabbalah Zrika Kedesha Yovo Havesis, it happened once. Surah Pabbeis, you come up with Zrika, Vol Bahadab, Kam Shalonik Vaja Tizok, Tzar Hilo Din. Right, if you hold like the Taz, we saw it the other time, right? That Vesha Saguf, even Shaina Kavua, is a Surah Acha Shetishamish. So that would be. That would be a thing. I mean, some pills are seasonal pills, you know, that they're made to go on for 3 months in a row or something like that. They're made to go on. Ravash told me that he's seen that sometimes that seasonal pills could backfire in the Rawadam Machmas Tashmish, the Tashmish could cause, you know, Mizmachazal. There was a concept of, it can be sharp today also, Rodam Machmas Tashmish, that the Tashmish itself causes the period. Right? So then it's just, you know, the question, because then they might not be able to remain married if they have. That's the idea of the, when people get married, some people do the three bedikas after the first three. So, but Lamaisa, everybody holds based on the shachlit, you don't have to, because today, women don't have a reisa. That there, how many women are there? Women, the Ro'ah Damach was Tashmish. I don't know if the, you know, in the whole world, does it exist? Yeah. Rav saw when they're taking the seasonal pill, maybe sometimes the seasonal pill together with the Tashmish. Sometimes, I think he told me he's seen that concept. But in a regular woman, so that's why. But the women do these first three bedikas, it only causes problems. Because then a lot of times they still have the damsulim, so then the bedikas don't come out good because of the damsulim, but then, you know, then it becomes.
You're not supposed to do them until the damsulim are done, right?
Yeah, but the mice, I like I follow what Rav Vadi said, not to do them b'chlal, because. It was, the shock makes a lot of sense. There's, a woman doesn't have a reisa, mehechatesi. There's millions. I'd like to know scientifically: is there any woman on the planet that's a Rodam Machmas Tashmish?
Even in the Gemara, they were mekel by it because it was so, like you say, a svara in called Lo Shavos. That they're masgir over there. That it's only, we only say that svara because we don't really think it's going to happen. To begin with,
right? But apparently, it happened more than we had.
Right.
Sometimes when a woman puts in the birth control, so the insertion causes bleeding because it rubs against the vaginal wall, but that would be a matter. That's what I was told from one of Rav Kissinger's Talmidim from Lakewood, that like it could be for the first 10 days you could be told that it's a maka.
What can I do, is
that? Right.
But without the hormones. Didn't Rabbi mention that the hormones is what could cause it also, and then it would be...
Yeah, but it could be the first 10 days there's an abrasion.
Even with like hormones in play?
Perhaps. You know, you have to see the Metzius, but...
Right.
It could be a Taliyah. Could be, so if you know it's hormones, then maybe not, it wouldn't. Rabbi Kellerer, that's all, once told me that he discussed it with Rav Soloveitchik, that sometimes if you put these things in and it causes a hormonal imbalance, so maybe you could call that a maka.
Hormonal imbalance?
Yeah.
That's not like Rosh Hashanah's piece that we mentioned in Game of
the Year. It's just the opposite.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a bit chiddush. I'm not so sure that Rav Soloveitchik really... I mean, he said it. Kalman said he said it. He's Ishneman. But the question is whether he meant it as a... It was once a Shaila. He asked him, and he said this far. Whether it's... Because... I was discussing the other night with Rabbi Tuchman, because like, yeah, normally we assume just the opposite, that when you cause the hormonal, so that's a real nida. That's a real nida. So to say that that's a maka, it's hard to swallow. Part of the pun, it's hard to, you know, to say that because for a kid, that's like Rabbi Tuchman would say, that's like achlashum, where you put it in and then it gets to the kishkis of the person. So what's the word? You want to say that since it was put in, it's not. It's hard to understand that.
Yeah, it's self inflicted.
Yeah. So, and therefore what? What do you want to say, Rabbi?
And it's being bachutz, it's not something they...
And therefore what do you want to say?
Unless it's because it's absorbed chemically? Is that that's what causes the bleeding, or is it actually the physical...
Well, let's say a hormonal one. Certainly you played around with the hormones. But he was saying...
So that's medical?
So what, that should be a svarla to be more makel?
No, whatever maka, you want to compare it to a maka, right?
Yeah, he said from our salvation that it could be a hormonal imbalance is like a maka. But is that so? I mean, you see, when you achla shum, so that probably also caused the hormonal imbalance, and yet that's a nida. So, unless you want to say that this is a food, so... I don't know. It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard to fashtay what this. And I'm not sure that this, you know, Rav Soloveitchik's was a shita. It was something he might have said off the cuff. You know what I mean? That's why I was discussing the other day with Rabbi Tuchman. You know, there's a sefer called Aleu Lo Yibol, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Psakim, and it's a nice sefer, very nice sefer, and it's a haskama there from Rav Shmuel Orbach. And Shmuel Orbach thought that he wrote Haskabah, but he says he doesn't think the Sefer should have been written. Because not everything that a Gadol says when he's getting in the car or getting out of a car, and he gave a zug. So I'm not saying I think it's a good Sefer, you should buy it, that lay legal, and you should use it, it's a good Sefer. But to know, to rely whether that's... the same thing as when Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote a tshuva, the Micha Shlomo, that's a different story. Because that's, well, you know, like, Nolan, you know, they didn't, you know, that's the question, you know, what, how do you, you know, he said, Gadol said something to you on the run, but, you know, There are different svarim that have been written from different gedolim that are basically conversations on the run. So the question is, how much do you give that as? So it's always good to hear what somebody had to say, but how much are you going to put it into the psach halacha? That's a different story. Okay, everybody. So I think we've finished this packet now. Let me wish you everyone a Freilich and Purim. And we should have a Kabbalah Satayra and Purim. It should be Mashpia, Latova. Or everyone should be well.
Rabbi, on what you spoke about before about Moyas Chitim and Matanas Avyayu, if I give an Ani on Purim, enough money for him to, for the Purim suit and also to make Yantif in the future, I'm not just giving him $50 for the suda, but if I give him an excessive amount.
Yeah, but he's going to probably use some of it for other
things. So, like, if you're giving out to your Avyayim for Purim, you just give out a minimum per Avyayim, $200?
Whatever. Okay. I collect the money. You don't
distribute it.
I don't distribute. I have the, I give it to the stock organization, and they distribute it kafi their kavastas of how to distribute it.
No, because the Rebbe had a good aura, yeah.
Could be
both mitzvahs.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Ben Katz, Shalom. Mayor, Avram, Rabbi Emzi, Esther Levitt as well, and Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Natan, and Harav, but then he left Rabbi Zienfeld, and Zach Berger, Shlita. And if there's a Hagler speaker. Okay.